Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Twisted News, where we get you up to speed on some of the strangest true crime stories that are currently happening all around the world. First up, we're headed to California, where we hear about the story of two lovers who were found on a secluded beach. And then, we have a modern story of a kidnapping that revolves around a popular online game. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Sonoma County Beach Murders. On the West Coast, where the Pacific Ocean meets the edge of California, comes a story of unsuspecting horror that unfolded on a secluded beach. 22-year-old Lindsay Cutshall, with dreams of missionary work, and 26-year-old Jason Allen, an avid outdoor enthusiast, became part of an unsolved mystery that would last for over a decade. Engaged to be married, their love story was tragically cut short, leading to a hunt for a killer who walked among us. Lindsay and Jason were looking forward to truly beginning a new life together, and both were going to be working as counselors at the Rock and Water Christian Camp in Coloma, California that summer, where they could share their love for the great outdoors with young minds. Their spirited personalities complemented each other perfectly. Lindsay, raised in the faith and homeschooled in Fresno, Ohio, aspired to be a missionary since her childhood. And Jason, from Western Michigan, exuded a free spirit and a passion for life. Their journey to California in the early summer of 2004 was a prelude to their much-anticipated wedding, planned for September of that year. And they drove from Ohio to the West Coast, eager to share their ministry and enjoy the adventures that awaited. Every Sunday, like clockwork, Lindsay would call her parents, sharing tales of their exploits. But as August approached, their routine was unexpectedly broken. On August 13th of 2004, the couple set off for a weekend trip to San Francisco to get away and just have a romantic time together. They were expected back at camp on Sunday, however, they never returned. Lindsay then missed her weekly call, and by Monday, concern morphed into actual fear. By Tuesday, the Cutshalls were on a flight from Ohio to California, reporting their daughter and future son-in-law missing. Then a few days later, on August 18th, a red car was found abandoned at Fishhead Beach in Jenner, a remote and serene location in Sonoma County. That vehicle belonged to Lindsay. And as the park ranger descended to the beach below, a grisly discovery awaited. Two bodies in their sleeping bags, lifeless, each with a single gunshot wound to their head, coming from a .45 caliber Marlin model long rifle. The scene was eerily calm. No weapon or shell casings, there was nothing stolen, and so no clear motive. And camping isn't allowed on the beach, but drifters moving along Route 1 close by tend to use the site as a place to rest their weary heads. The investigation would uncover the details of the couple's final days in an attempt to find any sort of clues as to who may have harmed them. It was a journey through San Francisco, innocent purchases, and a last stop at a local surf shop. Their final destination was the tranquil Fishhead Beach. The couple was captured in photographs prior, smiling before the Golden Gate Bridge, completely unaware of the fate awaiting them. The case remained cold for years, despite a substantial reward and numerous tips flooding in. Suspects came and went, but the real breakthrough came unexpectedly in 2017, 13 years later, with a domestic shooting involving Sean Gallen, who had been previously questioned in the case. Gallen's confession to his brother's murder led to a deeper investigation into him, revealing disturbing posts on social media and a significant message hinting at his involvement in the double murder. Gallen had a history of criminal misconduct, including attempted murder with a package bomb back in June of 2004, a conviction for wounding a man with an arrow, and of course, the shooting of his own brother. He would go on to confess to the murders on the beach that night as a way to avoid the death penalty by providing details only the killer could know. He described his unprovoked attack on the sleeping couple, driven by voices in his head and a twisted sense of possession over the beach. In a bittersweet conclusion, the shell casings, as described by Gallen, were found, conclusively linking him to the crime. Sean was sentenced to 3 consecutive life terms plus 94 years, bringing closure to a case that haunted many for over a decade. Number 2, The World of Warcraft Abduction. The sunny streets of Dunellen, Florida recently played host to a sinister plot that was unraveled through the popular game World of Warcraft. This was a case that jumped from the virtual realm and right into real life, and it's a scary account of what can happen when online gaming crosses paths with a criminal mind. The story began in Ohio, where a 16-year-old girl whose name has not been released to the public recently vanished without a trace from her home. Her disappearance was unexpected, and authorities were unsure where to start with the investigation, as it could have been a case of a runaway teen. Meanwhile, over 1,000 miles away in Dunellen, Thomas Ebersole, a 31-year-old local, lived his life, going about his day-to-day business, completely unaware that his world was about to crumble. The Marion County Sheriff's Office in Florida, usually dealing with routine local matters, found themselves at the center of this interstate mystery when the FBI reached out to them looking for their help. Because the key to unlocking this entire case came from an unexpected source, World of Warcraft, a massively popular multiplayer game that millions of players have loved going back 20 years. In this digital universe, players craft avatars to embark on quests, battle mythical creatures, and forge alliances. But beneath this layer of fantasy lay the breadcrumbs that would lead to a break in the whereabouts of the teen when investigators discovered that the missing girl's World of Warcraft account had been accessed from a residence down in Florida at 2390 Southwest Shorewood Drive, Dunellen, the home of Thomas Ebersole. Upon arriving at the scene, the local police encountered Ebersole, who initially denied any knowledge of the girl, but his lies soon fell under the weight of the evidence. The digital trail was undeniable. He had not only accessed his own World of Warcraft account from the same location, but was also caught having driven all the way to Ohio to meet the 16-year-old. His confession came soon after, and while it was shocking, it was more disturbing than anything else. Being twice her age, Ebersol admitted to being in a romantic relationship with a minor, revealing plans to hide her in his home, and most alarmingly, to eventually make her his wife. The online chat messages he provided to the police painted a clear picture of his intentions to engage in physical activity with the minor, though he claims to have been unaware of the criminality of his actions, even though he lied to the cops about her. The rescue of the teenager from Ebersol's residence marked the end of the whole ordeal. As Ebersol awaits trial in the Marion County Jail, without bond and with his next court date set for February 6th, the girl's family can breathe a sigh of relief. In a twist of fate, it was the very game that brought these two individuals together that also led to the girl's rescue, highlighting the unforeseen ways in which technology can both harm and save. So be careful with who you or your loved ones are talking to online. You should never really know who's on the other side of the screen. So there were two of the darkest and most strange stories that we have for you this week. Hope you all enjoyed this episode of Twisted News. If you did, remember to subscribe and hit the bell so you can know when we're putting out our new content. It's 3 episodes each and every week. Thanks so much for stopping by and keeping me company. Y'all watch your backs out there. I'll see you in the next one.